Alvin. What did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was. Mutants. They're gone now.
I hurt myself today.
Welcome to Parking Lot.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
The Xbox lets me start playing the game after it's done to, like, I think once it gets to about 30%, I can start playing.
Well, I get that 58%, 61%, but I don't know how big the fucking game is, but...
I have never played a game that lets me start playing while it's still downloading.
Yeah, certain, Xbox One allows you to do that.
The PS4 does, but it's only, like, if you do it digital. Like, if you digitally download it, then yeah, it'll let you do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Because if you have the disc, it doesn't let you do it.
Yeah.
Are you saying that my Xbox is outdated?
I'm saying I would upgrade.
Yeah.
I ain't calling it outdated.
What? Upgrade to what? The Xbox 360?
The updated version of the Xbox 360?
No, that's what I should update my Xbox to, Xbox 360.
Don't you have a 360?
No. I just upgraded my PS to a PS3.
I thought you had a 360.
I was just kidding. I do have a 360, and I have no intention.
I was about to be like, bye, guys. It's been fun.
Nope. No intentions of upgrading ever.
He was. So you think my system's outdated? It's on Atari. I heard it was pretty good.
I don't know. Until they make – oh, I was going to say until they make the next Batman game that I can't play. But they already did. I didn't play Arkham Knight.
Yeah. And then they're coming out with another one, like, later on this year.
I might have to cave. That one sounds way more interesting than Arkham Knight.
I didn't like Arkham Knight at all.
That's what I heard. That's why I wasn't sold.
I played it, and I was like, I played it, and I was like, it's going to be Robin or something. It's going to be Robin. Like, I know it is.
Sure enough, it was Robin. The time they were like, it's not Robin. It's not.
It was the Red Hood. It was the Red Hood Robin, I think.
That's Robin.
Who became.
It was, yeah. Jason Todd. That's what I
was like. That's all it was. He became a different guy. Like, y'all just changed the name of the villain. Y'all are stupid.
Hey, Homer, have you played Hitman?
Not the new one, though.
Dude, it's so good. I've been stuck on the same damn mission.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was trying to get one of the guys to walk under the floor because there's a toilet on the top floor that you can kick and it can fall and kill him. But he wouldn't walk there, so I got tired of it, and I, like, lured him into a room, and I just threw a proximity mine. So he walked up to it and blew him up. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get him that way.
I'm solved.
One way or another, I'm knocking this guy out.
I mean, the missions just say kill him with any disguise or however you want. So it's like, push him off a balcony, I can blow him up. Yeah.
Is that the game with all Timothy Olyphant?
What?
No?
I was like, no. From the movie, right, is what you're saying?
That's not the same thing?
Nope. I mean, yes, it is.
I'm just kidding. I never played a Hitman game, though.
They're pretty fun, man. It's always interesting to find different ways to kill your target.
I just have trouble with, like, investing a large amount of money into games like that. Like, I might cave when Injustice 2 comes out. I mean, but I bought Injustice 1 when it was, like, a platinum hit, and I bought it for, like, $18.
Dude, like, if you pre-order, I don't think it's, like an addition, but, like, if you pre-order through GameStop, you get, like, a Batman jersey, like a baseball tee. But I don't know.
What's up with GameStop? Because it's, like, you turn in, like, 100 games, and they're, like, this is worth $30 and $5 store credit. And you're, like, the fuck?
But it's funny, because you go to, like, a pawn shop, they'll do the same damn thing.
That's why you don't. That's why I just keep all my games, man.
Some people need the funds, Phillips.
Not if you're getting ripped off. You're losing money.
Look. See, this is what I understand.
Do how can the is you put them up on your shelf?
Why is the download the same amount as the hard copy? That, like, I can't even comprehend that. Like, so I can pay $60 to not own the game, or I can pay $60 to
own the game.
Own the game.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people go physical, because they're like, what the hell's the point? Like,
I don't. I just download it because I'm like, screw it. I can get it from the Microsoft store for the same price as going to the store, and I don't have to do anything. I can just set it to download, go to work, come back, and the game's ready to go.
Yeah, there's conveniences to it, but I don't know. I'd rather have a physical.
I don't know. I'm a hard copy junkie. Like, I don't buy comics digital. I just I like holding them. Tangible goods.
What was Stan Lee's thing? What did he say? Did he say something like that? He goes, they're like, oh, printed. Somebody had told him something about, like, do you believe that comics are dead because everyone's buying them off, like, off the internet now, and it's just, like, digital? And he goes, it's the same thing as boobs. You always want the real thing.
Nice.
Oh, man, talking about the real thing. I think we all went to the movies this weekend and saw the real thing. We saw the best iteration of Wolverine on screen that we have ever seen. Homer, you want to riff on this movie, Logan, a little bit?
10 out of 10, I fucking loved it. I thought it was fucking badass. I don't know what to say. I want to see it like 5 more times before it leaves the theaters. I wish that within 10 years they have like a coming back in high definition for the third time, Logan hitting the big screen. Like, I would go watch it again. Like, this movie, when he went on his sprees, this was like the Wolverine, the rage, the anger that we were wanting to see through all the other.
Sorry, I thought you were Jeremy Irons talking about Batman for a second. The rage. No, man, absolutely. Just so everybody's clear, we're in pure spoiler territory. We're talking the fuck about this movie right now. Yeah, dude, Deborah was the same way. My wife, she has asked 3 times to go back and see this damn movie already.
Damn. Like, I would want to go take Jada. Like, oh, hey. I would want to go take my son. I know, but I mean, like, it's still a good movie. Like,
it's a little intense.
If it wasn't that gory, then I would have been like, okay. But I mean, it's one of those movies where it's like,
I know he was through the head, but I'm like, the other side.
Oh, you know what I mean? All
right.
But I mean, I loved it. There was a little, I think some people have explained what had happened to a lot of the mutants.
Okay, so I had to look this up too, because I was talking to our friend David about this, and he complained about it, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna go fucking look this shit up. So what have you heard, or what did you gather?
Because see, if I gathered from what happened from the comics to what happened in the
before
book,
you go any further, that we're talking about, you're referring to what, why there's a lack of mutants now, or are you referring to the? Because I was also a little bit confused rather later, and then researched it a little bit after the movie too. That piece where Xavier is talking about the bad thing he did in Westchester.
Yeah, and so like that was the thing, because so since I didn't I kind of read one spoiler, or like not spoiler, but what they thought their theory and stuff like that. But when I was comparing it to
out of it. Let's go.
When I was comparing it to the comics, I was kind of like, oh, okay. He's kind of like hiding what Logan did, you know, to the X-Men and how some of the mutants are missing and stuff like that. But then, like you said, he was explaining on his bed and he was like, you know, I kind of blacked it out. I blacked it out of my mind, blah, blah, blah. Like, and so like, I was thinking, so did Professor X do something? You know, was he the purpose of it?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I read one of the things that I don't know if it was a theory or if this was the actual like grit straight from the director and the writers and everything, but they were saying that he had a seizure, which was small, you know, at that time, and he wasn't able to like calm down or control it. Nobody was able to go and stop him from having that seizure in time. That he killed the X-Men like that. Or a lot of the mutants like that as well.
That was so my understanding of the movie. Like when he's leaving and everyone's kind of, you know, when they're leaving the hotel and he's like, I'm sorry, I did it again or whatever. I was like, oh, I guess he fucking killed off a bunch of people.
Yeah, but
Logan barely got to him last time.
Proof behind that, was he kept referring it to Westchester, and I couldn't remember why that was so familiar. And then I looked it up afterwards. Westchester is where fucking his mansion is. Yeah, it's where the school is. So he must have killed off a big piece of the X-Men, and with the X-Men gone, I'm sure the Alkaline group came and started taking them out one by one.
Yep,
well, they had the guy that was hunting, right? The albino was his face.
Yeah.
He was. I know he wasn't. I know Miner may not make the connection, but he was the same character that was in the last X-Men movie.
Yep. In Apocalypse, he was that one that's where he met Psylocke at, right? That was the other dude there.
And they try to make a deal.
Mm-hmm. And he just takes Psylocke.
Just as a for everyone that's listening,
here we go.
I don't like X-Men. I've never been a fan, but I love this movie. I've seen all the X-Men movies except the one that was just mentioned.
The Apocalypse.
Yes.
Apocalypse.
Carry on. Carry on, gentlemen.
See,
I loved it, man. Logan was perfect. Great swan song for both Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart to exit out of this franchise. And Homer, you had sent me a tweet, and I used it when I posted on Friday my review of the movie on our Instagram. Not just a 10 out of 10, an X out of 10.
Yeah.
I love that. Perfect way to describe the movie. I mean, that action, someone had called it hyper-violent. And I love that phrase. And
it's a Wolverine movie. It should be.
It was that quote-unquote berserker rage, bro.
All over the top, but then balanced out so well with the story and the emotion behind it.
I know. Especially at the end. I went with a friend, and they started crying at the end. I was like, damn it, don't make me cry. You know? The girl doesn't speak she speaks very little English throughout the entire movie, and at the end she's calling him daddy. You know what I mean? I was like, damn.
Did you expect or did you think that it was a possibility that she wasn't going to talk for the whole movie?
I did.
No.
And then
I was going to be like, totally okay with
bitch.
It.
They're not even going to, like.
I like that. It totally made sense that she would speak Spanish, but I would have been fine if she didn't talk the whole movie too. I was like, man, she's got like a presence about her. She was great.
For some reason, I felt they were going to do like they did with fucking, what was that movie? With Jackie Chan? That Rush Hour? I speak no English the whole fucking movie. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I was just taking them on a routine. I'm like, all right, can I? And so sure enough, you know, I was like, I was waiting for her to speak Spanish, or I was waiting for her to speak something. And so when she started speaking Spanish, I was like, all right, cool, that's understandable. And then when she started speaking English, I was all right, now come on now. Like,
but she didn't speak a lot of English. She only spoke a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. But
which
I think was
fitting, I think. I don't
know. So I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit further about this movie later in the show too. So what we're going to do for the rest of the show, and we're going to kind of start jumping into it, we're going to rank. We've ranked the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now we're going to rank the X-Men Cinematic Universe.
So is Deadpool one of these?
Yep. All the X-Men movies, all the Wolverine movies, and Deadpool included. So pretty much all of the Marvel X-Men. I was going to say the Marvel franchise is at Fox, but Fantastic Four is over there too, and we can just assume those are at the bottom of the list.
And they will not make it far.
So, on a ranking scale, three things that we're going to consider for each one. One, story. Two, action. And three, what has to sway your decision is a wow factor.
Are we going to explain for each and every one? Because I feel like that's a lot of explaining.
You can highlight on one, like if the wow factor is really what's going to drive your score. For like a good example would be like an X-Men Origins. My wow factor would be like, holy shit, that for opening 20 minutes with Deadpool and all those additional mutants, like in that Task Force X kind of vibe, blew my mind. And then when Gambit threw the cards up, those are two wow factors that's going to give X-Men Origins a higher score than it probably deserves. Just as an example.
Yeah, just makes letting sense. You know.
Just kind of, yeah. So we're not going to do a 1 out of 3. We're not going to do a 1 out of 5. We're not going to do a 1 out of 10. Instead, we're going to do a 1 out of 6.
That's random.
Six oh, claws, six. Baby.
Wow.
I love that you're like, that's random. And he was all, yes. I was like, got it.
Yeah, made sense. Made perfect sense.
Yeah. Got him, coach.
Yeah.
Damn. So, first up, releasing in 2000, X-Men the Movie, starring Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, a bunch of other people, Rebecca Romijn, Stamos, ton of people. It was the first time we see X-Men live action. Who wants to go first?
Okay, right off the bat, I'll give it a 5. Just because, like,
yeah. 5 snakes.
The reason why, it's just because, like you said, this was the first time we actually saw, you know, Wolverine, Cyclops, you know what I mean? So I was hyped for it. I loved it. Like, story was okay. You know, it was, you know, it had its ups and downs. But I mean, that's what really got me. I was like, oh.
I mean, let's
coming
not
out, be, you know, and
you don't got to be kind about it. The story had a lot of downs. You watch that movie, it does not quite hold up.
The action, I honestly, whenever I not really very mind-blowing it, either. I think that's one of. That's a skip for me. I'll go to like 2 or just straight to 3.
Yeah, we'll get to 2 in a minute because I'll rant on 2. So 5, and you think that's mostly driven by wow factor, first time we see these characters. Yeah. Fair defense. Philip, what do you got for the first X-Men movie?
Give it a 3.
3? Fair?
Yeah. I mean,
fair.
You know, looking at, I don't really like X-Men that much. And I just was kind of like, oh, you know, I saw it because my dad's a huge X-Men fan, but I was kind of like, yeah, okay. You know, wasn't impressed, but it wasn't like, oh man, this movie was so terrible. I'm never going to ever watch an X-Men movie again. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm right in the middle between both y'all. I'm going to go with a 4 on this one. The wow factor pretty much driving that whole thing. First time we get to see these characters. I remember being in the movie, being such a huge fan of the animated series, which I know you were too, Homer. Like, seeing this, Wolverine crushed. Rogue being my favorite X-Men character outside of Gambit, highly disappointed in Rogue's character. And I was super stoked for Anna Paquin to play her because I liked her. Not my favorite portrayal of Rogue because Rogue's such a badass. And she was not quite the badass in that movie. But overall, we're going to go with the 4. Next on the list, X2. Philip, you want to start us off?
Give that one a 4.
4.
I don't really have much to say on it, though.
That's fine, because I can rant on X2. Maybe one of my favorite of the original trilogy. The opening scene with Nightcrawler blew my mind. Action off the chain. The fight scene inside of the mansion where he fights Colonel Stryker's men for the first time. That's where we got to see Wolverine be Wolverine for the first time. It's what we didn't get in the first movie. I'm giving X2 a solid 5, and Wolverine couldn't quite get that claw up in the movie. Giving it a 5.5.
I'd have to go with the 5 as well, dude. But yeah, he does go kind of rage in that hallway. I'll tell you that right now.
I love that hallway.
But you know, the only thing that would probably bring it down more is that Colossus came into it, and that's not the negative. It's just he wasn't in it enough.
I can
I feel they could have put some. Yeah, I would have been like, man, screw this academy. I'm going Zulu.
The next on the list, which in my personal opinion, it's ragged on way harder than I think it should. X3, X-Men The Last Stand. And I think X2 has some kind of name with it too, but we just called it X2. X-Men 3 The Last Stand. Really dove into that Phoenix concept. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite make the mark for me. I liked all the action in this movie, and this was probably one of a better developed story, I guess. I liked the that Mystique went to turn human and then just totally flipped on everybody. I thought that was great. Yeah. I think it gets ragged on harder than it should, but overall, I'll give it a 3 out of 6. Homer?
I give it a 4. Yeah, I would give it a 4.
4?
Just because I would want to go higher, but the main thing is that I guess I feel that they touched on more was like the interaction between, you know, Phoenix / Jean Grey and Logan Wolverine, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it was just randomly, like, she became the Phoenix and she was like, yeah, I loved you all along. And it was kind of like, okay, like, we knew there was something there. Like, it just, you know. But I feel like that could have been more, and that's what's holding me back from pushing it more. But, I mean, that whole end scene mainly is what's keeping it at a 4, where, you know, he kind of has to end it with her, you know. Just kidding.
I don't know. I think his score is a little high, especially seeing how we lost Cyclops in that movie, and they never really gave Cyclops his due diligence in any of these movies. What do you give it?
I was actually going to agree with Homer and give it a 4.
All right. Clearly, I'm working with a bunch of psychopaths.
I'm pissed off. I'm the bad guy here.
And I'm the one saying, yeah, people are a little too hard on this movie. I give it the lowest score out of everybody.
See right. What had happened was.
And then.
X-Men Origins. Origins.
The Origins.
Origins. As we know, probably not the most beloved movie in his franchise. I rewatched this movie actually recently. It was on FX. Homer, do you want to start us off on this one?
To be honest with you, man, I'm gonna give this one a 3. You know, like
3.
Yeah, I give it a 3 just because I feel like it might be a little lower on the board for me. But the only thing that's keeping it up is that opening sequence where, you know, they're just going through the different time zones, him and Sabretooth, you know what I mean?
One of the greatest opening
credits I've ever seen. You know, I thought that was awesome. And the main one, and I think it's from this one too, where he comes out of that water and he's just that fucking roar right there, just raging.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've only seen that like 26 times in the movie, so.
But that was the best one, though.
That was the best. I don't know. I'll make my case for a different one later. Philip, X-Men Origins, what do you give it?
I'm drawing a blank. I need to be refreshed. Origins has James McAvoy, right?
Nope. That's first class. That's next first on the class. List. Origins okay. Has Liev Schreiber as Sabretooth.
Got it. Okay.
Crappy
I
Deadpool.
Was too mixed up. Yes.
No, that's literally the same Deadpool.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
4? Man, this movie's getting way more love than I thought it would. Opening credit sequence blew my mind. The opening 20 minutes after the credit sequence, amazing. Like I mentioned before, Task Force X. Taylor Kitsch as Gambit, I still hold as a solid Gambit casting choice. I think this movie had a lot of potential, just poorly executed, and the whole second half of the movie is just absolute garbage. 2.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys never utilized the desk.
He's like movie time. Credit, movie critic over here.
It's that half that's going to get him later on.
Yeah, you know what? You guys choose not to utilize it. Every time you're, oh, there he goes with the decimals again. Start pulling out the
I'm going to laugh if it's these little decimal ones are the ones that are going to bring it to the top and you hate the movie.
Yeah, the movie
well, because, that you hate the most. Because I gave it a 2.5, it's winning by half a point.
You know what? I'm going to have to change my answer now. Next up is the one that Philip had confused. X-Men First Class, James McAvoy. Oh, my God, just drew a blank on Magneto's name. Fantastic actor.
Michael Fassbender
crushing it. We had the amazing cameo from Hugh Jackman, which I did not see coming. And we have Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique. Those are the big players. Philip, what you got for First Class?
All right, I thought it was absolute garbage.
After I got out of the movie, I was like, what the hell did I just watch?
I'm giving it a one.
A one on First Class? Man, yeah. You know what?
I hated it so much.
I did not hate it because there's not very many movies I absolutely hate like that. But I will say, I still don't think James McAvoy is the right casting for Professor X. I do think Michael Fassbender is the right casting for Magneto. I love that they used the old jumpsuits. That's my wow factor for this movie. They had the blue and yellow classic X-Men jumpsuits. And then completely used the summer kids wrong again. I don't understand. Why is it so hard to use the summer families right? Havoc sucks. Cyclops sucks. I really hope Deadpool 2 pulls it together with Cable. I'm not too far behind you, Philip. I'm going to go ahead and give this one a 2. Homer, First Class. Homer.
I'm going to be right there with you.
First Class.
I'm going to give it a 2.
All right, before we move on, I have to bring this up because I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know if you guys saw the meme out there with Hugh Jackman. This is X-Men related, where it says longest interview ever, and it shows one frame with him and Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, and then it cuts to him wearing the same suit on the same couch. It's the Graham Norton show, but it's what's his face? Patrick Stewart, and then I always forget the guy that played I keep calling him Gandalf. You know who I'm talking about?
I'm drawing a blank on his name too. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that meme somewhere, probably on our Instagram page about 2 weeks ago, Philip.
That's why I was like, really?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure we could credit Homer for that post. That was a solid one, my friend.
I saw it on my Facebook feed, so I was like, I'm pretty sure Homer posted that or something.
See, what had happened was...
That's hilarious.
All right, intermission is over. We're at the halfway point. 5 left, and now is when things are really going to get interesting.
Yeah, we're halfway up, through.
Yeah, man. See?
Forget how many movies they made.
10. We got 10. Fuck. Next up, we have The Wolverine. Not to be confused with X-Men Origins Wolverine. This is The Wolverine where Hugh Jackman travels to Japan and fights the Silver Samurai, loses his adamantium, and has the bone claws again in the end.
I love the draw around. He loses the adamantium.
I don't remember whose turn it is. The midpoint. The intermission got me off guard. Yep, I think you're right. It's Homer's. Homer, okay. What do you give the Wolverine?
I feel like everyone hated this one more. Than like, you know, because I don't know. I liked it. I'm gonna be on the hang of freaking Aaron, and I'm gonna do that 5.5. Like I really liked it.
Damn, 5.5. I did not see that coming.
Like there was some good action. You know, the story was okay. You know,
you can't deny that some solid action sequences. One where. The girl cuts the beer bottle. Pretty damn cool. But then you get the one where he fights the dudes on the train.
Yeah, that whole sequence, it's like, what, 10 minutes pretty much?
At least.
From when they leave the funeral all the way to there. Like,
That whole train sequence blew my mind. And then the end, the fight with the Silver Samurai. But before that, I totally skipped the one that I was trying to point out, when he fights the whole town of fucking ninjas. It has all the spears and ropes in them.
Yeah.
Pretty solid sequence. Philip, what do you got this one at?
I kind of just want to mess with Homer's half. So we're going to make it a whole.
Fine. Do 3.5.
Yeah, actually, I was going to do 3.5.
Nobody ever wants to help my halves out.
It would, you know, it would go higher.
I love it that you're all pissed off. No one wants to help my fucking shit out.
I think I would have given it a higher score, but... With all the Wolverine movies, I saw all the deleted scenes and the making ofs where you see Hugh Jackman pretty much, you know, doing stuff with the green screen and stuff like that. So it looks kind of silly. And it kind of just detracts the value of the actual.
So because you saw the making of for this movie, you're giving it a lower score?
Yeah, because then I couldn't take the movie seriously because everything he was doing, I was like cracking up because I was picturing the scenes of him on the green screen with like these little foam claws. I don't know. I just.
You know, speaking of that, I did see a video today of the additional sound effects. Homer, did you see this video?
I saw it too.
You saw
it looked one? Bad. I was like, whoa, this is kind of cool.
He does the additional sound. It's Hugh Jackman in the studio watching Logan and reacting it, but for the sound effects of like the labored breath and the actual grunting and stuff.
Yeah, that was one I shared as well.
That was hardcore, man. Like, you see his face and all that. I was just like, mm-hmm. Shit. That's pretty badass.
You know, with all the good things said about this movie, it's not one of my favorites. I'd rather watch the first half of X-Men Origins again than watch this movie. Although what's going to really weigh my score here is Silver Samurai was one of my favorite looking X-Men characters, and that the fact that they included him at all was pretty fucking cool. So I'm going to go ahead and give it, fuck you guys, 2.5.
I'm pissed off. Screw you guys.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Next up is Days of Future Past. Here we get the crossover. All the X-Men. Old X-Men, new X-Men, and then the introduction of the Quicksilver. Jennifer Lawrence returns as Mystique, who I never thought was the right casting for that role. But she came back. Michael Fassbender. I can't believe I'm blanking on Magneto's name right now. It's really irritating me. But we got the merging of the two worlds.
I'm going to look it up.
A whole nother movie about Wolverine. I mean, really, if we count them up, the first X-Men movie, main character is Wolverine. The second X-Men movie, main character is Wolverine. Third X-Men movie, oh, I'm the only person who can kill it because my skin grows back quickly, only when I want it to.
Ian McKellen.
Boom. X-Men Origins has Wolverine in the title. The only movie up until Future Past at this point that wasn't about Wolverine was X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
And right now, because I have the tally in front of me, that's definitely sitting at the lowest spot. That's hilarious. That is too funny. Future Past. Days of Future Past. What do you got, Philip?
This is another one that I didn't really like. So I'm just going to skip it 2.
2? Man.
Yeah, I didn't like this one at all.
You know, this story, I actually liked the story. As convoluted as it was, I liked that idea. It kind of embraced the whole Marvel continuity where their comic continuity is all over the fucking place, just like it was in this movie. This movie felt like an apology for some of the stuff they had done in the past, which was hilarious. And I'm not going to lie, that scene where Quicksilver goes to break Magneto out of prison blew my mind.
Just because
I love that scene.
Oh, she could bend metal? My mommy's somebody who did.
Yep, exactly. That too. And the fact that they even came back up in Apocalypse is going to weigh my score later in Apocalypse. But I will say, Days of Future Past, I'll watch that scene where Quicksilver saves Magneto all day. Don't know if I'd watch the whole movie again. I'm going to go with 3.
3. I don't know, man.
You got 6 numbers to choose from.
I give it a 3.
3?
Yeah.
Same kind of vibes. Nothing else to add. Nothing to detract.
There was good parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't good in general. Don't get me wrong, I love all the X-Men movies, but it's not that I'm like, that's the prime one to go to. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's the first one I took my son to see in theaters, and I was like, I promise some of them are better.
Regret.
He's like, are you falling asleep over there, son? You know, that was a lot. That was a pretty story-heavy movie, not going to lie. All right. Next up. Z Deadpool. Oh, shit. I think I'm first on this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give it a solid half.
Deadpool?
Everybody's okay with that really? Score? Moving on.
What? Really?
Moving on. Of course not. Are you kidding me, man? This movie was fantastic. Action-packed. Pretty decent story. Very clever way to tell an origin story in the jumping forward and jumping back. Or starting in current and then doing some explaining, coming back. I liked the back and forth of it. A boring linear story. Third wall breaks were great. The action scenes were amazing. I can watch that highway scene where it counts down the bullets over and over.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That scene blew my mind. Of course, I'm going to give this a 6.
I concur. Loved every single minute of that movie. And Homer's on mute.
Well, he probably thought you were going to say more than 3 words. Homer, no, what you got for Deadpool?
I give it a 6. I really loved it, man.
If you could be there, that'd be great. Otherwise, they're going to be like, well,
I really loved it. I, you know. Well, I don't know what more to say, man. Like,
well, you want to give your special lady a shout out here on the radio, son?
Yeah, seriously, man. And he's back on mute. Okay, I'll go into it a little bit more. I don't know, just the way I think Ryan Reynolds was perfect for the role in the way that the sarcasm, the wit, it's just, I don't know, it's spot on, man. And yeah, then it looks like they're going to carry the same type of, same type of candor in Deadpool 2. You know, I saw the preview before Logan, and I was already cracking up.
Well, based off that preview, I don't know if they're going to be able to recapture that magic, but we'll get there in a minute. Well, I guess we can get into it now. Homer, what'd you think of that little Deadpool teaser before Logan?
I just liked that they had on the phone booth, Cable's name, and it said coming soon.
Nathan Summers, coming soon.
I was like, Summers, I was like, that's Cable, isn't it? But I couldn't think of his first name. I just knew he was, you know. And I was like, oh, that's fucking badass.
You're all, well, they've killed every other Cyclops or Summers family member up until now, so there's only one left.
But not soon enough. So.
You know, when I watched it, I was excited for it. When I saw that the release afterwards, I was excited that they had that Stan Lee cameo in it. But when I think about it more, I'm like, I mean,
where's the Stan Lee cameo? Was he the dead guy?
No.
Okay. Because I was like, that was
in the theatrical version, Stanley's not in it. Or in my theatrical version, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. But, so, he was in the actual trailer.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds dropped the teaser afterwards, and he comes out of the phone booth, and Stanley says something to him. He's like, zip it, Stanley, or something stupid.
Yeah, he was like, that's a killer costume or something.
Nice.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, Deadpool kind of has his honor about him still. And the fact that he let that mugger get away kind of has been sitting with me kind of weird, you know? Like, and then he just laid on the dead guy and ate his ice cream. Like, he was an innocent bystander. It's not like it was a guy he killed and then was all, fuck this guy. Now I'll eat his ice cream. Like, that dude had ice cream in a bag by himself. He was probably trying to get home to his family.
You're like all sympathetic towards the guy.
I'm just saying, Deadpool's a sympathetic guy.
Like, oh, I guess you're not gonna need this anymore. He just like laid on the guy who's like bleeding out and dead. Just
yeah,
like I don't know, like funny. I feel bad for the guy, but I feel like that's also something Deadpool would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he's all,
as soon as I saw it, I was like classic.
An innocent bystander, a guy that he was trying to save died, I don't think he would eat it. He would have chased down the guy that killed him, killed that guy on the street, put his head on the ice cream spoon, and then put his head in the ice cream bucket, and then ate the ice cream out of spite.
Oh, man.
I will sit on my island alone.
It seemed like a Deadpool thing where he's just like, oh, well.
Please do not take note of the fact that I'm taking this tally on coloring pages that I found.
I was like, what the hell's going on there?
Did you want to color? Who is this? Sven or Olaf? Can't anymore, son, because it's got our X-Men tally on it. Adulting at its finest. Next up on the list, disclaimer, Philip has not seen this movie.
Therefore, I will abstain from voting.
Yep, so we will take the average of Homer and I's vote, and that's what Philip's vote will be. Homer, X-Men Apocalypse, what you got, man? The great and all-powerful Apocalypse comes in this newest feature.
He's going to use a fraction to screw up your average.
No, I honestly, dude, I
forget that I'm a math major. I can divide fractions. We'll be just fine.
I give it a 2.5.3 to the fourth power. Like,
that's not a number. You can't. What is this, longitude and latitude? You can't have double decimals in a number here.
No, it works. It works. No, I don't know, man. I was not hyped for this movie. Like,
oh, I was hyped for this movie. I was surely disappointed in it.
I give it, shoot. I give it a 2. Like,
2?
Yeah. There was only one good thing about it, and everyone's going to be like, really? That one fucking part?
Bro? Lay it on me. Lay it on me.
Weapon X, bro. A little end scene there, and he just...
So this was actually my content. Your thing was, which movie was X-Men Origins? His scream was the best, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was the best version, because he comes out, and he's full Weapon X, had the fucking helmet and everything. I'm like, man, we've only seen this scene 3 times, and they just keep making it better and better every time we see this scene. I love it. People complain about having to see the pearls fall when Batman's mom dies every movie, but damn it, we can watch Wolverine's origin every time we see one of these damn X-Men movies. That's neither here nor there, though. You know, I rewatched X-Men Apocalypse over the weekend since I couldn't go back to the movies and watch Logan, and
I'm depressed.
Was definitely better in a second viewing. It was better in a second viewing. Action was still lacking. It was even more disappointing, though, the second time, noticing that Apocalypse is the shortest character in the entire movie. Like, fucking blows my mind. So the whole Apocalypse aspect sucked. I really like the inclusion of Jubilee. I wish that we would have had more with those younger mutants, and I wish that they didn't all put on those fucking gay flight suits so they could all have matching uniforms. Yeah, that was kind of – I didn't care for that. I liked that Psylocke was in her purple costume, even though she did pretty much nothing the entire movie. Yeah, shout out to the Quicksilver scene. Again, stealing the entire movie. That Quicksilver scene will push my – score up to a 2.5.
There it is.
Look at that. Fuck myself with the average. That will give Philip's score a 2.25. Last on the list, Logan.
6. Philip.
Like, no hesitation.
Hey, this is coming from the guy that isn't an X-Men fan, and I give it a 6. I thought it was a great movie, even for someone that I think even if someone came into the X-Men universe with this movie, which totally the wrong thing to do.
No,
totally the standalone right thing to do. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, without knowing anything about the characters or anything like that, I think they did a good job to explain enough of what's going on to where, as a movie by itself, you're not confused. You understand the storyline. You get enough background to know what's going on with the whole, X-23 being made of
extremely Logan's convenient DNA video with side clips in it and everything too.
Yep.
I'm very, very curious what app she used to edit all that video footage together on her phone, because
while she was waiting to be murdered. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Very convenient. So, but that's neither.
Definitely giving that a 6.
Homer, I'm not exactly sure how you feel about that movie. We'll get back to you in a second, though.
So we can't go any higher than 6.
Oh, is Homer going to try to break the mold? What would you give it?
I give it a 6.5.
Based on what? If you're going to give it a 6.5, you got to defend your answer.
Dude, like...
Okay. Did you see
finally the movie? They pushed it up to a rated R. You know, boom. He just goes ham on every person who stands in his way. It actually shows his, like, kindness and, like, you know, towards the professor. And he's like, you know what? You've done a lot for me over the years. It's about time I kind of take care of you. You know what I mean? And he just, you know, he's just trying to get away from everything still, you know, like the whole story is just him trying to get away with the professor and just leave, you know, leave everything behind. And, you know, it's just crazy because it's a great movie. The story was awesome. I know a lot of people have little twerks with, you know, X-24.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
that's one thing that blows my mind about these fucking Marvel movies. You only have 4,000 characters you can choose from, but we're going to make up a new character.
And that's the thing. There was like one thing to where people were like somebody was like, well, he's not in the comics and he's not this. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of understandable. But there was a time in a comic where somebody did make a robot clone of Wolverine to go kill Wolverine, you know? And so that's why to me it wasn't too far-fetched, but I was like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean...
No. I read an interview with the director who was kind of justifying the X-24, and it was kind of symbolic in... it was truly Wolverine facing who he once was. Bringing the entire run, Hugh Jackman's run on the character full circle. He's facing the person he once was. I mean, and I can't disagree with anything that either of you have said. Man, this movie was moving. The action was phenomenal. The story was great. And the Easter eggs were plenty. I'm going to let Homer have this mold break, and I'm just going to give this movie a solid 6.
Hey, all right.
Not disagreeing with your 6.5, but I figured I'd just let you have this one. All right. I have tallied this up. Anybody want to guess what number 10 is? In last place with 5 whole points, X-Men First Class. Get out of here, McAvoy.
Yay! I mean, aw.
No, you're going to say aw next because you know what's taking the number 9 spot? X-Men Apocalypse. Boom! McAvoy features back-to-back. Sorry, Fassbender, but McAvoy and Lawrence really brought you down, buddy. Quicksilver, you don't belong in the bottom two, but sorry. What is it? Your part is not greater than there's some... I don't remember how that fucking line goes. Anyways, number 8. Furthering this damn problem with these movies, Days of Future Past. Dude, straight up, the whole McAvoy run ended up in our bottom 3 for these movies. Isn't that crazy?
Not really.
Days of Future... Touche. Touche. Days of Future Past. Coming in at number 7, X-Men Origins. Origins. I did it again. Origins. Is that a toothpaste or a pair of pants? Come on now. X-Men Origins Wolverine coming in with 9.5 points. Next up was X-Men 3, The Last Stand with 11 points, followed by The Wolverine. Hugh Jackman's trip to Hapan. You know, I was surprised. Nobody mentioned in that movie the deleted scene where he pulls out the original yellow costume. Oh, yeah. Obviously, that weighted nobody's decision because I forgot about it until right now.
It didn't weigh anything because it wasn't in the movie. You know what I mean? If we were talking about extras, then I would have been like, all right, it may go up a little more. But I mean, if it was in it, I probably would have been like, that's kind of cool. I would kind of be sad that we would never see it. But
so we're going about to enter into the top 4 here. Before I do, I have a question for you, Homer. Did you see all these movies in theaters?
Except for Apocalypse.
Dude, me too.
That was the only one I didn't see.
Yeah, I saw all of them in theaters except for Apocalypse, yeah. Philip, I know you did not see all of them in theaters.
Actually, I did. I did. I went with my dad.
You saw all of these in theaters?
Yeah.
You saw Days of Future Past in theaters?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mind blown right now. I think you're going to make it into the top 3 list, buddy. Coming in at the number 4 spot, the original X-Men movie. Welcome to the franchise, Huey. Number 3, X-2. I really think this top 4 is really the only 4 movies you have to watch from this list.
The necessities.
Number 2 at Deadpool and number 1, Logan. Whew, what a list, boys.
It's because they're actually pushing for more violence and stuff like that. And that may be wrong. And a lot of people might be like, well, is that the only reason why you like it? It's like, that's what the comics are from time to time. Like,
I feel like the groundwork kind of got set with really these Captain America movies is where it kind of, I think, started to take a turn. These were political spy thrillers. That's not a kid's concept. Mm-hmm. And then you get Deadpool, shows that, okay, now I can make money in the rated R field. Logan is showing people that, I mean, dude, this movie opened to almost $90 million for a rated R movie in this first weekend. The budget's $100 million. They're already almost back on budget. This movie tracked way lower, made bigger, and I don't think it's going to drop off much in the next couple weeks. Logan show this track record right here. I really think it started with that Captain America phase and then Deadpool and then Logan. You can make a serious adult film based on a comic book.
Yeah.
I mean, they tried to do this with Blade and they tried to do this with Spawn. And I think Logan has finally shown what needs to be done.
And I feel like, to be honest with you, Blade had like a decent push, but I mean, I don't think everybody, I guess back in the day, it was just considered it was a vampire movie. It wasn't considered
it wasn't pushed as a comic
Marvel movie. You know what I mean? Yep. The way I guess it was kind of the same for Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and the thing is, you can go buy your son a Wolverine figure and you can go watch Logan. I mean, this whole genre just kind of transcends age at some point, especially for guys in our age. You know, we grew up on this, you know, and so guys and girls who have seen this since they've been kids are now adults, and we want to show this to our children. And
yeah,
I don't want to show Logan to my kid, not quite yet, but
you're like, but I want
to. But I have 8 other movies on this list, and even in the top 4. I mean, we got Deadpool and Logan, but I'd be happy to sit down and watch X-Men or X2 with my kid. So, solid list, boys. Thank you, Hugh Jackman, for your amazing work in this role.
It was an amazing, 17 years?
17 years. 9 movies. Isn't that crazy? It blows my mind. Thank you.
Bring him back and just say, oh, that was an alternate universe.
Boom. Well, let's be honest. Have you not seen these last 4 X-Men movies? That's pretty much all they do. So Hugh Jackman said he's done. Perfect way to exit. I hope he cameos in anything coming up, but amazing run. You guys ready to call tonight?
Yes, definitely. Sir.
I'm ready for bed, man.
I don't already, think man, we did a proper Homer. Intro in, so we're going to do a proper outro out.
Okay, all right. I was already getting ready to do it, but
my bad. I was just realizing I don't think we did an intro.
No, we did not.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
They're like at the end of it. All right. No, but thank you for listening, guys. I hope to catch y'all in the second one. This is Homer. I'll check y'all later.
As always, this is Philip. Have a good night.
And I'm Aaron. Follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Y'all take care now.